Hi, this is PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings. To hear this and other interviews, head over to faithradionet.com.
7:40 now, and we're going to welcome into our conversation John and Kendra Smiley. They're regular guests of ours, parenting experts. They have many resources, many great books, actually, on parenting. And today we're talking about something interesting. Have you ever heard this from your child, maybe?
You're going to love me!
That sounds kind of harsh, doesn't it? What did she say? He said, you're going to love it? You're going to love me? Somebody that's a little angry, perhaps, and wants to get their way. A strong-willed child. This is something we haven't really addressed before in the program, so this will be a good topic today. Good morning, Jen and Kendra.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yes, strong-willed children. This is something that a lot of parents deal with, I think, and they may not even realize it, right?
Actually, Tim, I usually agree with everything you say, but in this case, I'm going to say a lot of parents think they have a strong-willed child, and they may or may not. Sometimes it's a really nice label to stick on a child that's maybe not behaving the way they should be.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, because we're quick to label and diagnose in this day and age, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
But it helps to find these kids a little bit. We were sitting outside last night. It was a very beautiful night. And our next door neighbor, we talk a lot with her. She's a single mom with a very strong-willed little boy. He's 18 months old. And if he doesn't want to do something or wants something his way, he will just scream and scream and scream. And she doesn't give in. What do you want to, how can you help that mom and others like her that have an incredibly strong-willed kid like that?
Right, and I think that's an interesting thing, because usually when we're talking to parents in seminars in 18 months, it's interesting that you said that, because usually that's about a time these kids start asserting the fact that they are strong-willed. And what you said about this mom, that she doesn't give in, even though this child is screaming, is a very, very positive thing. And Kendra and I say, way to go, mom,
mm-hmm.
Because basically what happens so much of the time is that parents do give in to these kids, and then all of a sudden these kids become the parent, and they're the ones in charge, and God didn't intend that at all. God intended for parents to be the parents and not children. And so hats off to this mom for not giving in to this screaming child.
So do you have tips to the moms that do give in because they're so exhausted by the incessant screaming that they just want it to stop? Help them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, it is a tiring thing. We were blessed with a strong-willed child. I refer to our son now as our formerly strong-willed child turned responsible adult. And that is absolutely what every parent wishes, that their child, strong-willed or not, will eventually become a responsible adult. Part of the thing that John said is, or Wally said, was very intelligent. Want to keep the peace here, but part of what he said I want to bring up again, and that is the importance of not giving up. And so to this mom, you said, what about the mom that has given up? First of all, I want to say, you know, come on, put on your big girl pants, put on your big boy pants, mom and dad, and be patient, but be firm. It's really important. You know, a strong-willed child is really a child that has many paradoxes. There are many things that about a strong-willed child that are actually, you know, an apparent contradiction. In other words, it seems that a strong-willed child wants to be in control. The paradox is the strong-willed child wants you, as mom and dad or caregiver, to be in control. They feel safe that way. They realize these are boundaries that are there because someone loves me. Now, it is definitely more challenging if you're working with a strong-willed child as opposed to a compliant child. Mom and dad have to look long-term.
Right, and I think the help to this mom is most all strong-willed kids, when they're trying to get their way, whether it be screaming at 18 months old or other ways when they're a little bit older, if the mom does not give in, usually that behavior ceases to exist, because basically what they're trying to do is be in control. And if that parent does not give in to that child, then that behavior, it may take a little bit, depending on how strong-willed that kid is and how determined they are, but usually that behavior is gonna go away because they aren't getting their way.
By the way, she told us later that he was screaming like that all day. We just happened to hear 20 minutes of it, but he did that all day yesterday.
Yeah, and that's a great point, and that's one of the things that happens with these kids, and that is they will definitely hang in there, and most parents give up. They get tired, they give up, and they say nothing works. We hear that all the time. And in this case, you know, when parents hear that, oh my gosh, this kid was doing that all day, well, the parent still has to be in charge and has to outlast that. And again, that child is probably not going to do that again all day. And as soon as the parent gives in, as soon as the parent says, "Up, I can't stand this anymore," and allows the child to be in control, then the next time it happens, then that child might go more than all day.
Right. And a little note here too. Obviously, mom has to make sure, you know, that there's no health reason that the child is screaming. Yeah. You know, we want to use our common sense here, too. So a little disclaimer with that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with John and Kendra Smiley here on Faith Radio. You know, we're in the midst of puppy obedience training school, and this sounds a little similar. I mean, I got to say, it's kind of amazing how the coincidence.
Oh, absolutely.
But kids obviously have much more value than a dog to us, and we're talking about this. One of the books of John and Kendra Smiley is Journey of a Strong-Willed Child. We have a couple copies of this that we'll be giving away a little later on in the program. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call during this break, 877-933-2484. If you contribute with a question or comment today, we'll try to get you a copy of Journey of a Strong-Willed Child, 877-933-2484. More with John and Kendra Smiley in a moment. When we come back, I want to ask them if it's possible for a strong-willed child to be an introvert. We'll find out next on Faith Radio.
It's 7:49. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings, and we have with us today John and Kendra Smiley, and they are experts on parenting, how to parent like a pro, and their book, we're kind of hitting some highlights of this, Journey of a Strong-Willed Child. And John and Kendra, you know, there's this supposition that if you have a strong-willed child, that they're also very extroverted and just way out there. But you're saying that they can possibly be an introvert, too. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. They definitely can. In fact, I'm going to now defer to John, my formerly strong-willed child turned responsible adult and husband, who's not an extrovert. People a lot of times think I was a strong-willed child just because I was spunky and still am. But actually, John, a very nice, calm, introverted person, was a strong-willed child.
Right, and I think the extrovert-introvert thing really doesn't make that much difference. It's the child and how the child gets its way and how it maintains control. And extroverts, obviously, are probably going to be a little bit more in your face. They're going to be obviously more talkative. An introverted strong-willed child really doesn't have to be that in your face and that talkative. They can be very quiet and still be in control of the family. So it doesn't make any difference whether the child is introverted or extroverted. The big thing is the control issue.
Right. An introverted strong-willed child has a quiet will of iron.
So kind of like the time when I was supposed to go to the doctor and I wasn't going to go, so I just crawled, I climbed up in the tree and I just sat there?
That would be it,
Would
yeah.
that be one?
Or, yeah, that would be good. Or the time when we were newlyweds and I was headed out somewhere on a Saturday and left a note for John of things I thought he should do, which was pretty bossy of me. He never argued with me, but as I recall, he never did anything on the list. You know, strong-willed folks that are more introverted aren't going to waste the time and energy, you know, in engaging in a conversation about it.
Right, and I would say whether a child is extroverted or introverted, and this is a very, very, I think, helpful point to parents and a very important point to parents, and that is with strong-willed kids, a lot of times parents don't want to have a relationship or a close relationship with them because they're so difficult. And I would say that we originally started out talking about the mom with a child that was screaming. And I would say to that mom, you know, good for her, like we said before, that she doesn't give in to that screaming. But also, she needs to have a relationship with that child. And so when that child is not screaming and wanting to get its way, she should be very, very affectionate and cuddly and close to that child, because sometimes, you know, in that screaming, that child just might want more attention. And strong-willed kids have a tendency to push their parents away. And when they push them away, then the parents think, well, you know, I don't want to be around you either. And that's just the just the opposite thing that needs to happen with strong little kids. So it's an interesting thing in the parenting, like Kendra was talking about paradoxes with the kid, and that's one of those interesting things. Is strong little kids want that closeness, they want that relationship, just like all kids do. But I think strong-willed kids need it more and want it more, and they appear to do just the opposite of that with their parents. So just in that, that was a great example at the beginning. Here you've got a child who is screaming all the time, and what parent wants to be around a screaming child? Mm-hmm. And so we're standoffish, and it's just the opposite. They want and they crave that closeness and that relationship with a parent.
Talking with John and Kendra Smiley here at Faith Radio Mornings, parenting experts, authors of numerous books on parenting. We have their website linked up at faithradionet.com. Under Faith Radio Mornings from there, faithradionet.com, we had Lois call in with a question I'm going to submit to you both. And she asks, what if you're out with your grandkids and they melt down? Do you deal with them in the same way?
Well, I think that obviously there are some things that are different when you've got grandchildren. First of all, if you're out with your grandchildren and they melt down, I would get in with my grandchildren right away. Mm. You know, let's say it's a grocery store and they're being demanding and they have to have this and they have to have that, and you have no intention, or they're maybe even causing a ruckus there. That's when you just, you know, park your cart by the produce, tell them you're sorry, and hit the door.
Right, and I think with grandparenting, we can be a little bit, as of with parenting as well, be proactive.
Yes.
And that is, if you have a grandchild that's strong-willed, and you know that, okay, and you know that probably when you take them out, you may be meeting some friends, you can rehearse with them what's going to happen, okay? Grandma and Grandpa are going to be out. I might introduce you to some friends, and this is the way I want you to respond. So especially when you're around people, you can look forward, be proactive, and rehearse what you want that child to say. And that helps a lot, because so many times, whether it be a parent or a grandparent, strong-willed kids get out in public and they know they've got the upper hand. And so anything that a parent or a grandparent can do to be proactive in that instance is very good. And grandparents, if parents aren't around, and this is an interesting thing, those grandkids need to follow your rules.
Right.
If the parents are there, obviously the parents are in charge. But if you have soul, you're the ones, the responsible ones, then strong-willed or not strong-willed, those grandchildren need to follow your rules.
And there's more on this whole point and this whole topic at faithradionet.com as well. John and Kendra are regular blog contributors there. If you want to read the article, faithradionet.com, you can click on the parenting section down there on the lower right-hand side of the page.
So here's a question for you both. What happens when you have your child, you're going through, you know, the early years, but then they hit junior high and suddenly your child goes from one type of personality to this personality you've never seen before? It could be strong-willed. It could be preteen, teenage stuff. How do you know what to do with all that?
Well, I think it probably isn't strong-willed, because that doesn't just happen like in the teen years. It's probably puberty is what it is. And you know, our first son was a very compliant, amazingly compliant. That's when I thought I should be Illinois Mother of the Year, by the way. And then God in his wisdom gave us a much, you know, very strong-willed child as our second son. But I remember in junior high, he came home one day and he said to me, we have a show choir bus trip, and I don't want you to volunteer to be one of the chaperones. And it was amazing, because he'd always, it seemed like before then, it was fun to have mom around. And I remember just, you know, taking one for the team and saying, okay, and then talking to John later and saying, I don't understand this. It's like this totally different kid. And John, in his wisdom, said, you know, Matthew already knows that he can have fun when you're around. He's just trying to see if he can have fun when you're not around. Oh, that was a pretty gentle interpretation of this is a kid in puberty seeking autonomy. And so that's one of the things to keep in mind. They're trying to find out who they are during this period.
Right, and I think that's exactly right. But there are things. If you've got a child going from junior high into high school or into those puberty years, you don't want to allow them to scare you. And I think a lot of parents get afraid, and all of a sudden that teenager is saying, you don't know what's going on, you're stupid, or whatever it is. And parents who are listening, please don't be afraid of that child. They still need to follow your your rules. You're still in charge. Yes, give them a little room, like as Kendra said, to be autonomous. We say as long as they can handle the decisions and are making good decisions, give them more rope to grow. But if they're not, then you got to reel it in.
Right.
You still have to be the parent.
Not enough rope to hang themselves.
That's good. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time here with you. These are such great points. We always appreciate your insight, guys. Thanks for taking time with us again today here at Faith Radio Mornings.
Well, thank you. We enjoy being with you.